Der Bryan Adams hat mir telefoniert und ich habe nicht abgenommen.
Ich bin Sharon Zucker und das ist «Mies Zürich».
Der Podcast.
Der Bryan Adams und ich hatten einen Termin für ein Zoom-Interview. Sein Management hat einen Fehler gemacht und darum hat der Bryan Adams einen Tag zu früh auf mich in meinem Zoom-Raum gewartet. Ich bin fast hinausgefallen, als ich gesehen habe, Bryan Adams nimmt an ihrem persönlichen Meetingraum teil. Tja, ich war also zu spät gewesen, beziehungsweise eher zu früh. Am Schluss ist es dann zum Glück wenigstens noch zu einem Telefoninterview gekommen.
Hallo?
Hi Brian, this is Sharon from Radio 24.
Hi Sharon.
I am so sorry it didn't work out yesterday. There was obviously a misunderstanding.
Don't worry.
Thanks. I'm very, very glad we can make this phone call today. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, so you're finally back on tour. How does it feel like?
Yeah, it's very nice to be back doing it. Everyone seems very happy. Band's happy. Crew's happy. Everyone seems good.
I saw your pictures on Instagram. Everybody seems to be freaking out at your concerts.
Well, I wouldn't say freaking out, but they're very happy.
Well, that's good too. Tomorrow you're going to have a gig in Geneva and on Saturday in Zurich. What can we expect from your show?
Well, hopefully everyone will be freaking out.
We will. You know the Swiss.
Yeah, I do. And looking forward to being back again. It's been too long.
How long couldn't you be on tour now?
We did some shows in November in Las Vegas, which was nice. But I got COVID from from being there. But I guess it's okay. You know, everyone's going to get it at some point.
Are you recovered fully?
Oh, I didn't have a problem.
No symptoms?
I had symptoms. I had a fever, but that was nothing. You know, I've had worse flu bugs in my life.
So back to the concert. Are you going to play a lot of, let's not say old songs, but like well-aged songs from the 80s and 90s or just new stuff?
We're playing lots of aged songs, and we're playing some from the new album also.
Will you be singing also some of your French songs, like Dégage?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. That's not a bad idea. I haven't. Let me see if I can get it together. I might sing one song in French.
I think people would like that. Please tell them
that's
that
a good idea.
Please tell them that it was my idea.
I'll tell them that you suggested it.
Great. Your EP, Never Gonna Rain, has just come out. The album release of So Happy It Hurt.
It's not an EP. It's just a song.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought it was an EP with a collection of a few songs. Okay.
No. That's a mistake. I don't know where that's come from.
It's on Spotify.
Spotify has made a mistake and it's not an EP.
Okay. Well, but your album release is in March, I believe, right?
Yes, and that's just a song from the album.
Okay, there is another song. It's called Kick Ass, and I love the lyrics and the introduction by John Cleese very much. But maybe you tell our listeners what the song is about.
Are you going to play it?
I hope so. I will. I do everything to play it.
Okay, if you're going to play it, I'll tell you about it.
Okay, tell me.
It's a rock song, but at the beginning of the song we have a sermon, which is narrated by John Cleese from Monty Python. It's basically an ode to the fact that there's not enough rock in the world, and I mean it's very, very silly, okay, and it's not supposed to be taken seriously. But I love it, and it's now the show opener. It opens our night every night.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so I hope I'm going to put it into my show as a show opener too. I'll try everything.
Good idea. Wonderful.
My favorite song is So Happy It Hurts. Who did you write it for?
I wrote it for myself. And when the lockdown happened, we couldn't really, the whole lockdown realized we couldn't be spontaneous anymore. And so it comes from the idea of freedom, the open road, and getting back out there again, which is what everybody wants to do.
And what you're doing right now, which is really great.
Yes, and when I wrote the song, though, I didn't know that we would ever do it again, so it was kind of like a dream to be back.
So your dream came through. That's good.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's very exciting to be back.
Back again to Kick Ass. Is there whose ass do you really want to kick badly if you could?
My own.
Why?
I need to kick my own ass all the time. I do it all the time. That's how I get things done.
Okay, so you need that. There is no one else who could do that for you.
Well, I mean, I could invite some people to kick my ass, but it's probably better if I do it myself.
You've been to Zurich quite often. You even take public transportation from time to time, or people can see you in a cafe. Is that a rumor or is it true?
Well, of course. In fact, I'm hoping when I'm in Zurich, I'm going to take the little train that goes up the mountain. What's that one? It's the one that goes by the Dolder.
Oh, yes, the Dolderbahn.
Yeah, I want to take that.
And go for a walk?
Exactly.
People might meet you and see you. What do you like about Zurich?
I like the air up there. It's nice. And I like being in the mountains. Reminds me a little bit of Canada. There's something about it. Very familiar. I've been going to Zurich for such a long time now. It feels very comfortable to be back.
What would you say are Swiss people like?
I mean, I love being there. I love working with the people. Everything seems to be very organized everything's in a certain way. And I quite like that myself.
Yeah, I like it too, actually. Except from when I don't pick up the phone when you call.
Ah, well, then you need someone to kick your ass.
I do. Would you do that?
No, I won't.
Too bad. Okay.
Oh, dear.
People who met you describe you as a very sensitive person. Would you agree?
I think we all kind of sensitive in our own way, aren't we?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, I am, but I don't know.
I mean, I would say so to an extent, and then I think I have a side to me which can be very evasive, and, you know, I don't pick up the phone. So, oh, but you know about that. So we're very similar.
Yes, we are. I was really shocked when I saw your name on my phone an hour too late. So, yeah, we're similar. Thank you, Brian. That's nice to hear. I want to talk about your humanitarian work, which I really, really like a lot. And I've seen that you do a lot of it. You've worked with Sting's wife, Trudy Styler, for a few projects. How did this happen?
Well, I focused most of my energy lately with my foundation, also with two projects like The Homeless. I did a book on homelessness, on photographs, and I also did a book on wounded soldiers that have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And so I've sort of focused my energy on raising awareness on both subjects. And I continue to do that in my exhibitions. In fact, I have an exhibition in Switzerland right now.
I know. I've seen it and it's great.
Thank you. Maybe you can tell your listeners about it and where to go. And you can check out the pictures and you can get, you know, some more information on it. But you know, I think most musicians have sort of not so much an obligation, but they do end up getting asked to do a lot of things. And as soon as you become in the public eye, a lot of people come to you and say, hey, can you help us with this? Can you help us with that? And sometimes you say, yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to do it. And with these projects, there's projects which I've sort of focused on and developed myself. Now, you mentioned Trudy Styler, who's Fing's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Trudy introduced me to The Big Issue, which is a foundation in London which helps support and provide sort of income for homeless people. And it's such a brilliant idea. And after I finished doing the project, it was basically some photographs for an issue they had. I liked the idea so much that I just continued on my own and developed a whole book.
It is beautiful. I really have to say the word beautiful, because when I looked at those pictures and I saw all those faces of people wounded, maybe in their hearts, in their souls, maybe in their bodies, I couldn't see that. But what I could see is the beauty of those people. And I could also see that they felt comfortable when you took the pictures. How do you do that?
I think once somebody commits to the idea of having their photo taken, they're comfortable. So it's not like I have to do anything, really. We just have a talk and then we just do some pictures. There's nothing I do. I don't do anything special.
So maybe it's just your person.
I can't say. You'd have to ask somebody else.
Okay, I'll try to find somebody. Yeah, and even the series Wounded, I felt like those people were less wounded but more beautiful. This one guy with his artificial leg, and who puts his pants down, and he's laughing, and I thought he was so beautiful because it was a person, and you forgot about what happened to him. And I think that's big art of yours to do that.
You have to understand that soldiers have a camaraderie with other soldiers. And I remember one guy told me that when he got shot, he said to his comrade, he just said, "Oh, it's just a scratch." And they have this unbelievable training mentally. But I will say that most of the people that come back from those incidences, even though the photograph might be one that you, as you described, quite joyous, everybody's suffering, trust me. Everybody is, it's very serious to talk about, but everyone has trauma from being out there. And the reason for the book and for the photographs is to highlight the atrocities that happen to people in the battlefield. It's not just something that's a news headline. It's real things happening to real people, and that they have to deal with it when they get home. And when the Iraq-Afghanistan war initially started, the talk was, oh, we're just going to go in there and get it done. But years later, people were still being slaughtered and wounded.
It's terrible, and it's very touching, and I think it's great that you gave him the opportunity to talk about it or to show what happened. Did those people and also the homeless know that you are the Brian Adams when you took the pictures?
I think some of them did.
Oh, now I can't hear you. Are you still there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Sharon again.
You don't have to hang up, you know. It's quite rude.
There is something between us, and trying to get on the phone with each other.
Well, was it something I said?
No, it just hung up. I didn't do it this time. I'm sorry.
Let's talk about the music again.
Okay, let's talk about the music again. Your album is going to come out. Are you excited? What is new on it?
Super excited. It's the album I made during the whole pandemic, and a lot of people ask me why it's so up and joyous. Just how I felt. There was no design to it. It was just the feeling was to write a record that was just going to rock. And when we could get back to doing it, it would be fun to play. So now we have all these songs that we can play, and it's really cool. But not only that, I have some other things coming out at the same time. I have 16 songs coming out from the musical Pretty Woman, which I wrote back in 2018. I've done my own versions of those, and those are coming out also on a digital format. And then I have also a release coming out. I've re-recorded a lot of my classic songs, and those are coming out with a record called Classic, which is going to be in the first week of March.
Wow, you're quite a busy man. And touring,
well,
too.
Well, now touring, but before that, I was just working on music and recording. I have a studio in Vancouver, so I just made good use of it.
That's really great. And I think your fans are going to love it because they're waiting for it and they're all jumping up and down and waiting for you to perform tomorrow and the day after in Zurich. Okay, I have another suggestion for you to sing in Zurich when you do the French song in Geneva in Zurich. I would love to hear Do I Have to Say the Words? That's my all-time favorite. Would you do that?
Well, you know what I do in the show is I have a request moment. So, because I always forget to play songs, and I say to the audience, okay, now's your chance. If you want to hear a song, tell me which one. So if I can see you and hear you, then I will play it for you.
Okay, I'm going to give you a phone call to your stage telling you.
that won't work.
Okay.
And anyway, you're terrible with telephones.
I know. I'm so sorry, but it wasn't even my mistake, you know?
Terrible.
Still nice that you're talking to me.
Yeah.
We're almost done, I guess. Brian Adams, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Nice to talk to you.
And it's really nice that you didn't hang up.
Nice to talk to you. Finally.
Finally. Have a good show in Geneva, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Das ist «Mies Zürich».
Ein Podcast von der Sharon Zucker. Mehr Episoden auf radio24.ch und allen Podcast-Plattformen.